It's a short distance from the Gaza Strip to Israel's largest cities, but few Palestinians are able to travel it. Yesterday, we heard about an exception. A Palestinian family was seeking medical care in Israel for an infant. The baby would die without the surgery, which is unavailable in Gaza. It took negotiations between Israeli and Palestinian authorities and an Israeli charity to get the boy permission to travel to a hospital in Tel Aviv. The Rose Matthew Bell picks up the story from there.
Seven-month-old Odai Al-Kafarna is grinning at everybody in the hospital this morning. He's obviously feeling much better than he did when he got here 10 days ago. And that's good news, because Odai is about to go under the knife. Today is the day he's scheduled for open-heart surgery. Odai's grandmother, Hania, cries quietly as she hands the baby off to a nurse who carries him into the operating room. She brought her grandson from home in the Gaza Strip through the heavily militarized border into Israel. Hania has only been in Israel once before, and that was 20 years ago. Everything's going well, thank God, she tells me, and they've been really good to Odai here at the hospital. Hania says she has talked with a few Israelis during her stay here, but not many, because most of them don't speak any Arabic and she doesn't speak any Hebrew. But people are good, she says. Regular people are good everywhere. We don't have problems with each other. In the operating room, Odai is done smiling. He's lying on his back, surrounded by hospital staff. They're getting him ready for the operation. Soon, the anesthesia kicks in, and the room starts to buzz with activity. Odai has a hole in his heart, and that makes the heart work inefficiently. Basically, it's wearing itself out.
In this case, we cut it early. The patient will improve like any other person, and they will have a very normal lifespan.
Goodwin Jeffrey is a surgeon from Tanzania. He's here in Israel for 3 years of training with the nonprofit group called Save a Child's Heart. He says without this surgery, Odai would probably not live very long. The procedure closes the hole in the heart using a small piece of Gore-Tex.
I think, like, you can say the prognosis is very good. Very good.
If you know what you're doing and you have the equipment and the training, it's quite an easy operation.
It's one of the easiest operations of heart surgeries to do also, yes.
But it's the kind of procedure that's impossible for doctors in Gaza, where Odai lives. No hospital there has a high-tech bypass machine, for example, like the one Odai is hooked up to now. 10 days after the operation, Odai is smiling as if he knows he might be heading home soon, and that life is about to be very, very different. Everything checks out in the final exam, so the doctors give Odai and his grandmother a green light to leave the hospital. They've been here in Israel for a total of 20 days. After some final instructions from a nurse, Hania and the baby get into a taxi for the return trip to the Erez border crossing. A couple of hours later, they arrive at the family home in Beit Hanun in the northern Gaza Strip. There's a welcome party of a couple dozen relatives and neighbors waiting outside, some with fireworks at the ready. Odai's grandfather, Mahmoud Al-Kafarna, says everyone is so happy, it's almost as if Odai has come back from the dead, he says, thanks be to God. Odai's father, 21-year-old Ali Al-Kafarna, says he was incredibly worried. He tried to work as much as possible to keep his mind occupied. And now that his only child is back home and looking healthier, he says, he must be the happiest man in the world. Odai's mother, Tagreed, says she feels the same way. These past 3 weeks were incredibly difficult, she says, but calling the hospital to hear her baby babble a little over the phone, that helped a lot. At a time when sentiments of goodwill between Palestinians and Israelis seem rare, the Al-Kafarna family expresses their gratitude to the doctors in Israel who treated Odai. The grandfather, Mahmoud, recalls the days before the Intifada, when Palestinians from Gaza interacted with Israelis on a regular basis. Hopefully this is a good sign for peace. Maybe a family like ours one day can go visit a sick relative in an Israeli hospital, he says. And maybe relations between Palestinians and Israelis eventually will get back to normal. That's what we wish for, he says. For the world, I'm Matthew Bell, Beit Hanun, in the Gaza Strip.